Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Weekly Awakening. It's your host, Colleen. I hope everyone had a fabulous weekend and is having a wonderful Monday as we start this out. A nice, summery, beautiful morning. I hope everyone had a wonderful week. Let me tell you, I had a pretty good week, but man, it's funny when something happens to your body, your health, you know, how that kind of distracts you, how the energy keeps going to heal that part of your body, and it's just this little distraction. As you know from last week's episode, when I went away on my vacation, I got sun poisoning. Oh my God, I have never had it. I'm sure I talked about it last week. I never had sun poisoning ever before. I've gotten sunburnt, but I didn't get sunburned down there. I was just exposed so much to the Key West weather that when I got back and I took my kids swimming, I broke out into blisters, covered head to toe. And I'm going away in 2 weeks too, and I will be down south, so I will be in the sun again, so I'm getting some cover up. But with that being said, it was crazy. My whole body was just like on fire. I'm like, I had an allergic reaction to the sun. What? How did that happen? I know how it happened, being pale Irish and being too on, but I did use my sunscreen. But all I knew is that I was tired. You know, and when I'm sick, whether my feet hurt, I have a blister, I have this, I have that, it's weird. All of a sudden, all that little bit of extra energy is going to that specific thing. It was going to my biggest organ, my body, right? Our skin. And it just left me feeling tired and not on the ball. Not on the ball at all this week. I felt totally off. I was clumsy. I was going everywhere. In fact, I was in someone's garage, and I'm 6 foot, for those of you who don't know, and they had this big plastic thing hanging out, and I went literally head first right into it, slam right into it, and I had a headache. I was just like topsy-turvy everywhere. Good news. It is finally going away. My blisters are slowly going away. But, you know, I rocked those at the salon. It was funny. I was like, you know what? Whatever. I told each of my clients it was irritating me to put something over it. I said, I don't have leprosy. I promise you, these are just blisters. And everyone got over it. Now it's going away. But again, I still feel a little bit, eh. And sometimes it can be hard, right? It can be hard doing what we're doing, waking up every day and working and being a lover and a friend and a mother and a father and whatever else, whatever other identities that you're doing. Sometimes it's just tiring. And sometimes we just have weeks where things are off, and that's okay. It has to be okay. And one of the things I love to say is, hey, you know what? I'm having a really off week this week. Nothing is going right. We'll just say a bad week. Guess what? Next week's going to be better. I even say that through the days, you know, today's going to be better. Tomorrow's going to be better. I share this often. I don't really have a full bad day. It's really, really rare. I've trained myself to start over at any point in the day or to let things go. I'm usually pretty, you know, whatever. I just like don't like to get too stressed out. But, you know, sometimes I just have rough weeks, and last week was one of them. But this week is going to be better. I'm telling you, if you're listening right now, your week, my week, everyone's week is going to be better this week. Hopefully, in one way or another, we do have some little bit of some spicy transits this week. And let's jump into that and let's talk about that. Let's talk about Mars moving into Leo. It's just been for the last 6 weeks in Cancer. I did one of these. And when it moved into Cancer, it's debilitating in Cancer. It wasn't happy. It was sad. And I think last week we were feeling the very tail end of that, Mars leaving Cancer. And, you know, it was emotions, and especially the beginning. We always feel when a sign ingresses into the sign, when a planet ingresses into the sign, we feel it the strongest usually, and as it's leaving and entering to the next sign. So when it was there for the last 6 weeks, you know, it was emotional and things came up. I noticed things, you know, we had some mother trauma came up, some child trauma came up, some various things, our own childhood stuff came up. You know, it just made us sad, sad baddies, we will say that. So now we have Mars moving into Leo. We're going to feel it. It's dignity pickup, okay? Because the sun, which Leo rules, is exalted in Aries, Mars's sign. So right now we're some mutual things going right now. and it's going to be good, and we're going to start feeling it. We're starting to, you know, as we enter into summer now, we're starting to feel more energized. And let's take this energy, right? We'll talk about the good with this first. This is going to give us the energy we need to get moving. If your momentum, if your drive, if you're feeling like, I just can't do it anymore, okay? If you've been feeling that for the last couple of weeks, you're going to start seeing and feeling that pick up again. You're going to start saying, okay, I have this drive. I can do this. I'm ready to go, okay? Because Mars, right? The god of war, it's a planet with a lot of energy and a lot of go, 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 go in a very, very hot way. So when you have it in Leo, the lion, right? Another warrior, the animal warrior, we are ready to go. And so how can we take our plans, our source, our life? How can we take that into action? How can we get ahead? How can we, you know, keep going on this path that we want to? Now, one of the things that the sun rules is our ego. One of the things that Mars rules is our hidden enemies, that being ourselves, right? That's really what's coming up a lot for me for this transit, is feeling a lot of shedding light on our pride and ego, and finding ways that we are our own worst enemy. These things come up inside of us so we can free them, so we can let them go, so we can shed light on them so they no longer need to be in us. And it can be painful. You might want to just shove it down. You might want to just throw it backwards and not look at it. But I believe that that manifests in different ways, whether physically, usually comes out physically, right? Our unprocessed emotions come out through our body in some sort of illness and some sort of thing in that way. So let's look at this and shedding light on our pride and ego. I know this week, as it started to ingress in there, I started finding ways that I, to speak, was my own worst enemy. I started to hear myself talk to my ego in other ways. Not only was I seeing my ego show up in situations, not my spiritual self, but my ego coming up pretty fast this week. And I will also say I'm getting my period probably by tomorrow. So I'm not really a bitch anymore, but when I am, it's usually during that time, usually a day before and the day after. So with that, this weekend, I had some anger. I had some ego. I had some pride. Hey, I'm not doing that. Hey, I don't think I need to do that. Hey, I don't want to do that, right? Those are all ego things. You know, they can mean other things, but for me, the way they're coming up is ego. And I had to get, why? Why are you saying that, Colleen? Is it not worth your time? Are you better than that? Can you, you know, who do you think you are, right? Those are all important things that we need to say to ourselves. So in what way is your pride, is your ego getting in the way? Is it getting in the way of you being happy, right? Is it getting in the way of, especially happy, that keeps coming to me because with pride, right? Oftentimes, when we are prideful, when we say, you know what, no, I'm not going to do that because I am better than in some sort of way, or my pride, or I can't do that. We aren't letting go and we aren't forgiving somewhere, right? And that, when we don't forgive, when we don't let go, when we let pride and ego get in the way, we could be missing out on a beautiful opportunity, however that is, right? You know, I'm too prideful to take that job, right? The job that I feel may be below me, or that, now I'm just giving an example. Meanwhile, you don't know where that job's going to lead you. And that might lead you down the most amazing path, but you are too prideful and ego full to go down it. All right. So I'm asking you to see that. Show what ways am I saying, hey, me being prideful and egotistical is holding me back in this direction. And really, actually, maybe I should let go of that, let go of that attachment to my pride, that attachment to my ego, and move forward in grace, beauty, love, right? Whatever spiritual principles feel right to you. Also, something that's really coming to me with this is recklessness. You know, wanting to be wild or crazy in some way. Mars is a very reckless planet. It's a wild planet. And moving into Leo, as we know, the sign that not only loves the limelight, but it loves to have fun and it loves to excite. You know, it's like the middle, the heat of summer, right? We're maximizing. When Leo season comes, we are maximizing our fun because we want to get the rest of summer out of us, you know? And so imagine that. So there might be some feelings of like, hey, I want to create. havoc, be crazy, be wild. And that could reach anywhere from like, I'm going to go ride on the back of someone's motorcycle down and be wild to, you know what, I'm going to yell at this person up the street. I don't care anymore. I'm feeling reckless. You know, something that maybe is not your normal self that could get you in some sort of trouble, you know, if you're not sure. So there might be like these feelings of wild. Just try to take it out in a healthier way, right? Go dance the night away. You know, go meet someone in skinny dip. I don't know. Go take a plane ride to Costa Rica, something like that. You know, just try to make it a little bit on the safer side, because Mars does rule cuts, bruises, burns, things like that. So be a little bit careful with that. You know, again, don't let your ego get you into trouble in that way. You know, we are our, to tie back to this enemy thing that keeps coming up, we are our own worst enemy oftentimes. And what ways are we creating that? What ways are we creating stress and worry that we need to let go of? The worries we have are oftentimes fear-based worries to an outcome that aren't actually going to happen. They aren't going to happen. So we sit there and everything, usually if you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, is based in fear, right? We're scared, we're fear, you know? Fear, 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 we're covering that ego. So what ways are your own worst enemy? And change those thoughts in the middle. If you start saying yourself, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not this enough, I'm not that enough, I'm not this enough, stop, 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 and train yourself to rethink different thoughts and instantly start saying different thoughts, even if you don't feel it. Fake it to make it. And also, let me ask you this. If you can't confront yourself, if you can't confront yourself, how are you going to confront someone else? How are you going to move forward? How are you going to, when the world wants to confront you, when the world pushes up against you or a person pushes up against you, how are you going to confront them, right? And stand your ground? And sometimes we need in a beautiful, prideful way. Okay, so we got to learn that confrontation in ourselves. Not everyone always agrees with this. And I'm going to quote Bernie, my dad. He passed away almost 10 years ago. I remember one time asking him, and he was so, so, so philosophical and full of life and life advice and the way the world worked. I remember I said to him once, Dad, why is there war? We were on the golf course. I remember there was like some sort of league thing going on, and he was making this chicken. We were barbecuing, and one of the barns off of hole number one used to have a grill in there, and people would eat inside of there too. It was like a barn thing with seats inside. And I remember, I must have been fifth grade, and he looks over at me and he just said it so simply. You know what, Colleen? There's nothing like a little war to shake things up. And sometimes that's what you need. And that's, now some of you might not agree with that, and that's okay. I'm not here to listen to that, because that advice can be taken in so many different ways. You know, I am a peaceful person. I'm a peacekeeper. But sometimes we need the boiling point. Sometimes we need the fight. Sometimes we need the war to get to the other side of something, to get through to something, to find the strength, the endurance in ourselves. And I know it's not right, but sometimes, or it doesn't make sense, sometimes we need that. That is how we get through to something. That's how we get to the other side of something. So we're going to have a lot of exposing the ego. This is going to be here for about 6 weeks, you know, so it's going to be fun. We're going to have a mix of like wanting to have fun, wanting to just like have enough balls and confidence to do what we want to do, because that's going to happen too with this. And then also have shedding light on our pride and ego and feel crazy and see where we need to mend, heal, and grow. So there's going to be a lot of feelings, but it's going to feel better. Again, it's happier here. Mars feels better here. Mars is much stronger and dignified here. So this is going to be a good, good thing for the most part. But again, you want to find out in what ways you are your own worst enemy so you can move beyond it. Now, the next transit that we have, which is a really, really, really big transit for this whole year, is a very big theme of this whole year, is Saturn squared Uranus. The first one happened in February. I think it was February 16th. I can't remember. I didn't write that in my notes. And during that time, it's February this week, the 14th, and it's slow moving. So we feel it for a good, you know, week or so. I think so. I got to check on that. It's a little bit longer because we have two slow-moving planets. You know, Uranus takes several years to move through a sign, 7, I believe. Saturn, a little over 2 years. So this is going to, we're going to be feeling it a lot this week, and we'll get into that. And then it squares itself again at the end of December, December 24th. Why is this a scene? Well, this does not happen too often. These two planets are squaring each other. Again, these comes in cycles because they're both very slow moving planets. So this year is a big theme on that. Saturn, the planet that creates structures and bounds time and restricts, is squaring, going up against the planet that breaks them, that breaks through structures, that has major breakthroughs, that sort of goes to the another beat of its own drum. It's like taking two siblings and how one becomes the most straight edge, like, you know, follows every rule, is obsessed with being on time, has this, to the other one who's like dyeing their hair purple every other week and screaming and then telling their parents, you know what, I'm going to move up to this forest school next month, you know, and I don't care what you say, that I'm going to come here. So those two are opposing each other. And that, again, is a big theme. And the year alone with that, you know, as a society, as a collective, right, this year, you know, we're seeing things break down again, like old belief structures as a whole, as a collective, breaking through. And when they first break, it doesn't, may not seem right, but then eventually you'll see why the change, the breakthrough had to happen in that way. So personally, what we can expect, right, and something that came to me, isn't it Albert Einstein, and sorry if I quote this wrong, for every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. I think that is the perfect description for Saturn squared Uranus. Saturn representing karma, our karma, car karma, our family's karma, you know, and Uranus bringing sometimes the consequences out of the blue that we don't see coming. Uranus is very out of the blue, and Saturn never forgets, right? And that is good and bad. And we have Saturn retrograde right now. So particularly, even though it's square, I think you might find some, wow, some rewards, some karmic rewards out of the blue, almost like something you thought was forgotten, or someone forgot some sort of good duty you did, or you know, good job at work is all of a sudden rewarded. But at the other side with that coin, something maybe you did wrong, maybe something you didn't learn from, maybe something that's still there, you might have out of the blue repercussions for that. And that actually happened to someone close to me in my life back in February, was a repercussion, came out of nowhere. He sort of knew that this repercussion was coming, but they did not expect it to happen the way it happened and come when it came. And it sort of was like, boom. So I'm interesting to see, because that is still ongoing in this person's life, and something around this time, actually next week, is going to be coming up with the same thing. So it's interesting to see that theme. And also for me, I back in that time, I also had a small repercussion for something silly I did. It's nothing major. I can't get into it. But all of a sudden, it was like an out of the blue kind of health thing a little bit. And it was like, oh, crap, there's your repercussions, right? Don't act like a child, da, da, da. So anyways, out of the blue repercussions, karma, remember that. Remember during this time and the rest of this year, all your actions have an equal or greater reaction. Imagine if you walked out the door and reminded yourself that every day, what you'd be doing, how you would be living, okay? Something, you know, this is also going to be something that has been at a standstill in your life, something that has been like not moving, stuck. You're like, where the heck, when is this finally going to take off, right? These busts, this square can also bring the energy for Uranus to bust right through there, make that standstill just happen and go forward and move, you know? That confrontation clears the air. Remember, that war eventually clears the air. Meta, you know, philosophically, some actual physical wars take a lot longer. And I'm not saying I agree with wars. That has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying philosophically what that means and how we can take from that. So there's nothing like a little war to shake things up and to break things through. So take that on, feel that, and take those words how you need it. You know, how do you need it? How are you breaking through? How are you busting through the standstill? So this is going to be a month in general of a lot of moving energy, right? A lot of stuck energy being moved. Again, because we had Mars just in Cancer, where it was almost stuck and being held, and we didn't feel the momentum, to just being like exploding with the sun. And then we have Saturn square Uranus, which is going to be breaking through good and bad. So it's going to be a lot of this stuck energy moving, and releasing. No matter what you're going through, you aren't going through it alone. I can promise you that. Whatever you're listening to, whatever you're crying, whatever you're, someone has experienced that, and someone else is going through the same thing. And you're not alone. You're not alone at all. Honestly, you guys know, if you ever need to reach out to me, you can always reach out to me. Say something, send me a message, say, hey, you know, I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling alone. Give me a little pep talk. Someone is always there. Someone always wants to listen in your life. I can promise you that. I feel good. I actually feel very prepared for this weekly awakening. Sometimes if you are a weekly listener and you know who you are, all of you, and I really appreciate that and love that. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, again, I have to see where Mercury is, but I'm like, did any of that make sense? Is anyone following? I had a client in the salon the other day who I know is an avid listener, and I said to her, like, you're following along with my words, right? She's like, yes. I'm like, I just want to make sure, because I know sometimes I do the Gemini ramble, and I want to know you can keep up and make sense. But this one, I feel very prepared, solid, and like, you know, I'm really excited about this month and what's coming up. You know, again, the Saturn this coming week may feel a little woozy. I think we're going to feel it a little bit more with that Saturn square Uranus. And we're probably going to see it a little bit collectively too. Again, some breaking down of old roles, old ways of life, old ways of thinking. This stuff is all being broken down. I also started my third class in astrology 3 years now, horary with Nightlight Astrology. I cannot believe it. That is predictive astrology. It's kind of freaky. It's a really pure form of divination. I mean, that's what astrology is, but this is like, you would ask me the question of, I don't know, should I go down? I don't know. My teacher's giving me different examples of what to ask and what not to ask. And I feel like I'm going to screw it up if I tell you right now what class in. So we'll get there. We will get there. Either way, I hope everyone has a fabulous week. Thank you again. Check me out on Instagram at thehairhealer1111. If you want to come in, if you want to get some astrology, some hair, some healing, I'm at Capriotti Salon. Email me, thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. Check me out on Facebook, Colleen Dixon. Thank you guys, everyone, for listening. Thank you for being there. Thank you for the support. Okay? We're shedding light on our pride, our ego. All right? And we are moving forward as spiritual beings. Thank you, everyone. I love you all, and have a fabulous week.